Morning, the Exotic Set. This is Kiri speaking.
G'day, Kiri. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
I just spoke to another vet clinic. I'm a support worker. I've got my client. She's got two birds.
Yep.
She wants to know, do you guys clip wings?
If it is indicated, and there's a chance that obviously they're going to be escaping or
yeah, so we've got
two
now that like the door rule, yeah, and every time that door rolls open, they want to fly out.
Yeah, we do prefer them to be a flighted bird, but obviously,
yep.
If there are they adult birds or are they young birds?
Young.
They're young. There's a ringneck and a budgie.
Yep. How young is young?
How old? Yeah, she's not sure. Her husband reckons about 1 year plus.
Okay.
My ringneck's younger.
And she reckons the ringneck's a little bit younger, but he's like, he's loving the outside.
Yeah, so he's been flying around and he's perching and everything.
Yeah,
he's
flying around.
We just don't trim birds that are very young that obviously haven't had that chance to fly around.
Yep.
Because, trimming young birds, they don't get their confidence up, and that can cause issues with behavioural issues and stuff down the track if they fall and crash and hurt themselves.
Yep.
So the short answer is yes, we do wing trimming here. If they are in molt, so they've molted out their feathers growing to new ones, and have blood quills, then we do look at not doing it in that period. Obviously, for obvious reasons, if you trim them, they're going to bleed and cause pain. So we would wait for them to finish their molt before we would look at trimming any of those feathers.
Yeah.
Feathers can be trimmed and they are in a bit of molt, they might grow through some new feathers and might need an additional trim once they've grown through. So,
okay.
But, it's case by case.
Is there any chance we can come down today and see if we can get them done?
Okay, sure.
I've only got her till 9 till 12.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me have a look here. I could get you in at 10 past 11. That's just they weren't wanting health checks or anything like that.
You don't want a health check?
I don't know. It depends if it's going to cost more.
How much would it cost to get them trimmed?
Yep. Okay.
So, it's a budgie and a little ringneck.
Yep, sure. So you'd be looking at $45 each for them.
$45 each? I'm just waiting. They're just talking.
Yep.
It's up to you guys. Or do you want to leave us till next week?
We'll get one cut this week.
Okay, so what we'll do, can we get the ringneck cut this week?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do the other one next week on the Thursday as well. Or even actually, if we can get in any earlier.
Okay, I'll just have to set up a file. What's your client's name?
Her name's Deborah.
Is it D-E-B-R-A-H?
D-E-B-O-R-A-H.
Go, Deb.
D-E-B-O-R-A-H.
And then Stanfield.
And that's S-T-A-N-F-I-E-L-D?
Yes.
And email address?
Where's your... No, your email. Where's your phone?
Oh.
She just got on the back of her phone. I'll get it out for you now.
Sure.
They've been very close to that door. He's already flown out once for her.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, we might have to get something done. But, Deborah Stanfield? @gmail.com.
Pretty boy.
Excellent. And a contact number?
Her number is 04.
Yep.
67.
Yep.
392.
Yep.
924.
Hey, boy.
Excellent. And the address?
Number 1/5 Botton Avenue, Deception Bay.
Bonton, was it?
Bonton. Yes, Bonton, yep.
Pretty boy.
You're probably hearing chatting.
Yeah. And what's his name?
Mine is...
The ringneck's name is
Dino
and the
budgie is called Skippy.
Yeah, Skippy.
and Dino's a boy?
Yes, Dino's a boy.
Yeah, they're both boys.
Yeah, they're both boys.
And what colour ring neck is
Dino? He's green.
And is he the one that's about 12 months old?
Yes.
Yeah.
He looks older, but he's got older since I've, since he's come to just, yeah, since
has
I've...
Has he got his ring around his neck?
No.
No, not yet. He's still a baby, but he is a
mother. Yeah. Okay. He's a big boy, though.
And how old's the budgie?
The budgie...
Oh, probably one, maybe.
Probably one, yeah.
One?
And,
okay.
And he's
and
yellow.
Sorry, what was the budgie's name?
Skippy.
Okay, and just confirming there's no dogs or anything in the house?
No, no dogs.
No, that's okay. Just because obviously we want them flighted to be able to get away from the dog if it happens to be that way, but no, that's okay. Okay, so we're bringing Dino in today, is that right?
Yes, please.
Yep, so I can do 10 past 10?
10 past 10, that is awesome.
Okay, and as I said, we'll do the assessment first. If he's in molt or anything like that, we might have to get you to come back. I can't guarantee that, but definitely, we'll have a look and see, and if we can do it, then we will.
Yep. I'll just let Deb know. So what she's going to do, she's going to do a test. So if the bird severs a molting, we won't be able to do it because it can harm him or change behaviours.
Mm.
So and if he has to molt, if we can't do it, we'll make another day for you and we'll get him done again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Do you want to book in Skippy as well for next week or do you want to just give us a call when you can get in?
Yes. Can we do it, so same time if we can next Thursday?
Okay. Let me just make sure that we've got an appointment available.
If not, when have you got Rachel?
Wednesday.
Even a Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to do Wednesday. I can't do that time on Thursday, but on Wednesday, would it be around the same time that you're wanting?
Yeah. Do you want the same time, 10 past 10?
Yeah.
Did you say 10 past 10? Yeah.
10 past 11.
Yeah, 10 past 11, sorry.
Yeah.
So do you want the same time for next Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yes, please, we'll do that.
Okay, so next Wednesday, I've got you booked in then?
Yep.
10 past 11.
Thank you.
Not a problem. That's all booked in. So we'll see you here at 10 past 10 today.
10 past 10 or 10 past 11?
The 10 past 11, sorry. I did the same as what you did.
No, you're right. I got confused. And I'm like, are we coming 10 past 10 or 10 past 11?
Yeah, no. 10 past 11, yeah.
Thank you. All right. And what's your address?
22 Ashmole Road at Redcliffe.
All right, awesome. Thank you.
Excellent. Our car park's just off Anzac Avenue. You can only get into it one way. So if you're coming from Reception Bay, just go past the Kippering Shopping Centre on Anzac Avenue, and then you'll be on the right side of the road just before you get to Ashmole Road, where you'll see our car park.
Ashmole Road.
Yeah, we're on the corner of Ashmole and Anzac Avenue.
Yep.
Just past the Simplicity funeral home.
All right. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. Okay, we'll see you then.
We'll see you soon. Bye.
Okay, bye.
You're a little rat, you know that.